Good morning, church family. This is another edition of The Sun is Rising. I want to share with you a pretty familiar verse this morning and just share a few thoughts because it's very pertinent to my life and my wife's life today. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understandings. In all your ways submit to him and he will make your path straight. Well, as we share these thoughts today in the scripture, listen to what it says in the New Living Translation. I like the way it's phrased here. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Man, does this apply to my life right now? My wife and I both. As I've told most of you, my personal email was taken by someone, and I don't have access to it. And I've had the task of trying to take that off of everything, of all my personal accounts and wherever it's been placed or attached to. Don't worry, my church email is fine, and that's what I'm sending this on to you guys, and it's working as it should. However, my home email has changed. Whatever other emails you have, this one that you're receiving today, the church email, and then my home one now is revculver@gmail.com. Anything else you have, delete it and get rid of it. So please, just do this for me and for you too as well. But that's just one thing. So as I've been working to get our personal accounts in order, and I've begun to realize just how important this passage really is for God's children, in the world we live in today, and these kinds of things are just going to keep taking place, and they're going to happen from time to time. A few came to me Sunday to mention that they've had similar tales in their lives, and the process was overwhelming or daunting, at least for most. Guess what? It's going to happen from time to time in this world. This world has fallen. I don't know why God's allowed it to happen, except to tell you that he's still here as well. Our God is holding us up, and our call from God is to trust in him as we travel through these moments in life. Did you hear that? Trust in him. That is not always easy, as these moments bring stress and questions, fear, and at times loss of hope in people's lives. I haven't lost any hope. Don't misunderstand me. I know God is still in control. If it wasn't for my faith in the Lord, well, my life would be much harder than it is right now. And the peace I'm able to obtain comes from knowing he's going to walk with me and my wife as we change this. I reread this passage, and it was as if the Lord was speaking to me. Milt, I've got this. I said something like this in one of my messages recently. So I read it again to discover that I don't know what tomorrow holds, and I don't think any of us do. So we had better learn how to trust him. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, not just part of your heart, not just when it's easy. Do not depend on your own understanding. We see things we don't really understand. Oh, we can have people explain it to us and tell us the facts in this. But let's be honest, we have very little understanding in most things. And then he says, as you're trusting me with all your heart, your mind, your life, depending not on what you see or understand, he says, seek his will in all you do. We're supposed to be seeking it, not just know it's there. We're working after it. And he will show you which path to take. As you step, he goes. You know, I've used an old adage for years. It's much easier to guide a moving stream than it is a still pond. We've got to step out in faith and follow him. And he'll guide us from one step to the next step to the next step as he watches over us and protects us. Our trust has to be all of our heart and mind. Humanly, that can be difficult at times, but oh so necessary. I know we will get through this and it will be resolved, as many have in the past, but it does bring a greater appreciation of God's word and the body who are praying, encouraging, and supporting us as we travel this path right now. So thank you to all of you for your support and your prayers. May I let all of you know who are traveling a similar path that our God is right here with us and he knows what we need. And he will guide our steps and help us resolve whatever we're facing at this moment in time. For you, for me, for everyone who trusts in him. Some have, more than I can even imagine, had things take place. And God's power had to do what has ever needed to be done. And he has. So trust in him. Thank you, Lord. Trust in him. We may not know what lays ahead. In truth, thank you, Lord, that we don't want to really know because we'll worry far too much. But it is a powerful thing to know that He is aware of what we deal with in life every day, every moment, for the rest of our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving us that much. Prayer list for today: Linda Dobbins, Grace, as she recovers from knee surgery. Corey Kenny, as she's recovering from being in the hospital and needs to keep her food down. Scott Rooney, as he recovers from shoulder surgery. Brian, Charlie's dad. Dallas and Whitney, as the move and transitions and the various things going on in their lives. Our missionaries, all the natural disasters happening around us in the world. Our nation, our churches, our families. And then lift up your own needs. God hears us. He knows where we're going through. And God bless you. Have a great day.